So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome to the 411 WBDG's one and only news show here on IndyShine 90.9. I am Miles Sprong, your host, and I'm joined by...
I'm Kieran Sandulo,
as that per usual. He is, yes.
Sometimes I'm not him.
What is that supposed to mean?
Sometimes I'm the other guy.
What other guy?
Don't worry about it.
Kieran Sandulo?
No, we don't talk about him.
We don't talk about Kieran Sandulo.
He's still in Guatemala.
He's out of the country for tax fraud.
Tax evasion.
No, I like tax fraud better.
I'm the one that did the crime.
Because then that means you did your taxes, you just did them wrong. Which I think is equally as hilarious.
No, but I purposefully didn't do them.
Okay, my bad. I'll just shut up. But yeah, we'll just get into it, you know what I'm saying? Just get
into it. Every time we do that bit, we just completely change the pitch of our voice.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Let's just get into it.
Let's just get into it. I'm Batman.
Usually I don't like to start off with sad news, but NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers for a bajillion years and the Minnesota Vikings for like two, recently announced that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at the age of 54. He revealed his shocking health update while speaking at a congressional hearing. I hope he does well.
When you said sad news, I thought you were going to talk about the Harry Potter star.
We already talked about that.
Did we? Maggie Smith?
Yeah, I mentioned it on
last week's episode.
Versus? Or the show? No.
I thought it was last week's episode of...
No. I was on one of your shows and I mentioned it.
Maybe Versus then.
Yeah, but like the headline came up. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll talk about it at some point. So, scientists Peter Noble and Alex, last name, propose a third state between life and death, supported by organ donation and cell repurposing. Their research found that skin cells from deceased frog embryos can form...
Do you want me to read it?
Sorry, I lost where I was. Their research found that skin cells from deceased frog embryos can form multicellular structures known as xenobots, which display behaviors beyond their original biological functions, and these xenobots can even replicate themselves, challenging traditional definitions of life and death. Wait, what? Chat, what does this mean?
It means that scientists have discovered spectator mode.
Oh.
We can now officially become multicellular organisms.
There have been many cases of individuals who received an organ that suddenly took an interest in new activities that were out of character for them, later to find out that the person that donated their organ was into said activities. Some people even said that they recalled memories that were not their own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That happens.
Okay.
It's like some cellular memory thing or something. What are you doing there? Got something weird going on with the teeth? Do you get something stuck in there?
No, it's my Invisalign, and I lisp whenever I wear it, so...
Gotcha.
I'd rather not lisp the whole episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I didn't understand the context, but it was explained to me, so we're good now.
Hmm.
Let's see.
What else do we have?
California is doing the same thing that Indiana is doing, and they are going phone-free starting in 2026. During school hour, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Phone-Free School Act, requiring California. Doug,
you gotta stop dropping the headphones.
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to pick them back up. Because I don't want to wear them. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Phone Free School Act, requiring California schools to limit or ban cell phone use on campuses by July 1st, 2026. The law aims to help students focus on academics and social development rather than screens. Phones will still be allowed in emergencies or when a threat is perceived. We already know all about that here. But California is now following in suit. Well, not... He's not wearing a... He probably is wearing a suit, actually. I lied. But... Yeah, so... NSYNC's Bye 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 dance from... That was made popular recently by Deadpool and Wolverine. Is now a Fortnite emote.
Yay.
So, Fortnite...
Love that.
...continues to expand. I mean, they... They just added the Incredibles in the game. Like, they're so... Like, I think someone, like, made a whole tree of franchises in celebrities that are... or that are in Fortnite, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's... They added the Incredibles. What else did they just add? Not just the Incredibles is all that I could think of.
I mean, Ariana Grande was back in the item shop. She's been in the game for a while. And I bought her instantly. Because I needed to. Alright, so yeah. It's officially in the item shop.
Yep.
Hoorah. Or it was.
Hoorah.
Oh, that's crazy. A boy that was abducted from California at the age of 6 was found alive more than 7 years later. Sorry, 70, not 7. Luis Armando Albino was abducted in 1951 at the age of 6 from Oakland, California. It was found over 7 years later through an ancestry test, old photos, and newspaper clippings. His niece worked with authorities to locate him, now a retired veteran on the East Coast. Albino was reunited with his family in Oakland in June, where they discussed their shared past, including his abduction and military service. The FBI helped facilitate the reunion. So, that's really cool. Hmm. You know, 7 years. In case you didn't know, that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. Especially when you realize that 2018 was 7 years ago.
Okay, shut up.
We're closer to 2030.
You're making me feel old.
You should.
Okay, you know what? I don't need your sassafras, mister.
I was 10.
Meta, or, Mark Zuckerberg and Meta announced Orion, a prototype of advanced augmented reality glasses that merge the physical and digital worlds.
Yeah, I saw those. Those are kind of cool looking.
Equipped with holographic displays and contextual AI, the glasses allow users to interact with digital content in real time while staying connected to their surroundings. Designed to blend seamlessly in everyday life, Orion enables users to remain engaged in both environments. While Zuckerberg has not confirmed a release date, he indicated that this device will continue to evolve before its official launch. Because we already have, like, the Ray-Ban Meta, you know?
Well, those are really just for photos. They don't have, like, a heads-up display or anything.
Yeah.
They just have a camera in them. Which is, if you ask me, really sketchy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's real sketch, honestly. I don't think that you should have cameras on the sides of the glasses to take photos of what you're looking at.
Yeah,
shouldn't have that. That shouldn't be a thing. And nope. Yet.
Nope.
And yet.
Yeah, the glasses will come with a wrist-worn neural interface for navigation and control.
Brain magic?
It's probably not brain magic.
My God.
Just calling it something that it's not, actually.
It's probably just going to be something like you flex your wrist to like, take a photo or something.
Yeah, just like...
Or it's like hand tracking like they have in the Quest 3.
I think that's what it is because they're showing hand tracking in the demo video. It's got a 70 degree FOV micro LED display.
It's micro LED, okay.
silicon carbide for the lenses.
Okay.
Magnesium alloy for the frames. Custom eye tracking system. Speakers and batteries.
It has speakers in it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Custom silicone and miniaturized sensors that come with, or that have cameras in them. Or like 7 cameras on the glasses.
That's too many cameras for a pair of glasses.
And it looks like it also can come with some sort of remote in case you don't want to, you know, deal with the oh, no, you pinched with the wrong finger on your hand tracking. You know, because that's how it is with the VR, is that, like, the hand tracking is really finicky.
Yeah.
So in case you don't want to deal with that, I think it looks like they're making a remote as well.
They also launched the Quest 3S recently.
I was just about to say that.
Sweet.
Yeah, they released the Quest 3S, which is a cheaper option to the Quest 3. It's not nearly as powerful. I mean, I looked at
it. Actually is pretty good.
Well, it is, but
pretty
I looked,
much like right there.
I looked at the, like, the display specs and all that. They're the exact same as the Quest 2.
Yeah, the display, obviously, but like the power, and it has the color pass through and everything, and it has all the newer features for the Quest 3, same controllers, new storage updates and all of that. The only thing that is arguably worse than the actual Quest 3 is the display.
Yeah, but like if I'm buying a VR headset, you know what I'm saying? That, I mean, graphics are the biggest thing I would care about.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, then what's the point of buying it? Oh, you get new controllers? I can get just brand new Quest 2 controllers. Like, it, I don't know. I was looking into buying it, and then I was
pass-through.
I've probably used pass-through, like, once.
But you get it in color.
I don't need it in color.
But then you can play Blade and Sorcery in your living room. In your living room.
I can play Blade and Sorcery in my living room. In my living room.
No, but like the map is your living room. Just puts the guy down in your house.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sick, actually.
Mixed reality. They have that on the Quest 2. I'll just stick
no,
with
they
that.
Don't have it on the Quest 2, actually.
Well, they have other mixed reality stuff.
No.
Yes, they do.
Quest 2? No.
Yes.
None of the
I
mixed reality stuff
works. I literally
play
games with mixed reality in them.
Which ones?
Assassin's Creed Nexus has mixed reality stuff. There's
on the Quest 2?
Yes.
That feels stupid. Quest 2 is literally just only black and white. That feels stupid.
It actually adds to the...
The pass-through is an IR camera.
Okay.
It feels really... Why?
But I don't know, but it's cool. There's like some zombie game that I played that was mixed reality. There was this basketball game that I played that was mixed reality. There are a lot of games that are have mixed reality on the Quest 2.
That's weird.
Here, hold on,
Don't look up a list. Let's get back to news.
Well, I'm just looking. I'm not gonna like read them off. I'm just gonna, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Back to news. Let's see here. A human consciousness may come from another dimension, according to physicists.
What? Huh? No. Now hold on. No. The answer is no.
It's news, homie. I gotta read it, no matter what we think about it. I don't know what you want from me, pal. Palaroo.
Unbelievable.
Michael Pravica is a physics professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He explains how scientific theories might explain phenomena beyond traditional physical understanding. Pravica believes that consciousness transcends the physical brain and could connect to hidden dimensions beyond those we perceive. His ideas are tied to string theory, which proposes extra dimensions at a quantum level, potentially explaining consciousness as part of this larger framework. Some scientists argue his theories lead toward science fiction and avoid rigorous scientific inquiry. I think it's cool to think I think it's cool to think about that. I think it's cool to think about that. You know, maybe there is some.
That would be neat.
There's some sort of quantum dimensions that we're actually thinking about in consciousness.
Yeah, it'd be neat.
It would be neat. So in 2020, the game. Yeah, am I right in that 2020 Ghost of Tsushima came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2020, Ghost of Tsushima came out, and now next year, the sequel of Ghost of Tsushima, titled Ghost of Yotei, is set to launch on PS5. The new installment will shift the action to the northern island of Japan, Hokkaido, during the time of the Mongol invasion. Players can expect expanded mechanics, new combat systems, and deeper character narratives. And just looking at the demo screenshots, like, this game looks gorgeous. Like, it looked like insanely beautiful.
Yeah, looks great.
Which Ghost of Tsushima is already one of the most beautiful games I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually replaying it right now. Fun fact.
I need to get it because I've been told that it's like one of the best games of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there.
Also, fun fact, the main character for Ghost of Yotei, Atsu, is being voiced and mocapped by Erika Ishii, who is a mainstay on the Dropout Comedy Channel. Which is awesome.
I don't know nothing about that.
Dropout, made by the guys that made College Humor.
Oh.
Is their streaming service where they play D&D, they do comedy shows and whatnot. And Erika Ishii is a very, very frequent appearance on the show. Because why not?
Because why not?
I like Erika Ishii. She's funny, she's great. And she's a fantastic voice actor, so I have no doubt she'll do an amazing job in Ghost of Yotei. It'll be hype.
Do you want to move to Seattle?
Huh?
Do you want to move to Seattle?
Absolutely not. No, I hate Washington.
Well, you definitely don't want to move to New York. Do you want to know why?
The pollution?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. But no, New York, according to a recent study, has been ranked as the worst city for dating in the United States. While it boasts the largest population of single people, the dating scene is infamous for being overcrowded and fiercely competitive. But Seattle is ranked as the best city for dating. I'm moving to Seattle! Okay, I'm not moving to Seattle. No, I do like the Mariners, though. I actually would do it. Not for the Seahawks, though, because they lost to the Lions. Recently, Samuel L. Jackson revealed that after signing his 9-film Marvel contract, he wondered if he'd live long enough to complete it, because he didn't think that they were going to do 9 movies in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because the extensive deal was rare in Hollywood, but it became pivotal for the MCU, with his character Nick Fury serving as a key figure across a lot of the films. Over time, Fury... Okay, well, that's just explaining the character. But... Yeah, he wondered if, you know, they were going to make 9 movies by the time he died, and they most definitely did. So, yeah.
Yeah. I have a fun one, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Squid Game Season 2 has been announced, and it drops on December 26th. The actual, like, the show.
Yeah.
Squid Game Season 2, December 26th.
Are you sure it's not Mr. Beast Squid Game?
No, it's actual Squid Game as promoted by Netflix.
Nope, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast!
Also Mr. Beast news.
Oh, yeah.
Lawsuit.
Wait, lawsuit? What? Mr. Beast
so
lawsuit?
So many lawsuits.
Oh, because of Lunchly?
Oh, not even... No, not because of Lunchly. Because of his games.
His games? So, what games?
Unlimited games. So, Mr. Beast...
Are you talking about, like, the finger on the app games?
No.
What games are you talking about?
I'm getting
about?
There. Mr. Beast was set to make an Amazon show called Beast Games.
Oh, yeah, and the filming was really hostile environment.
So,
yeah.
That lawsuit is now happening. Like, actively happening now.
Yeah.
That's just to fund it. I am incredibly hungry. I forgot to eat breakfast.
You know whose problem that sounds like?
Mine.
Not mine. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams was indicted on 5 federal public corruption charges, including bribery and wire fraud. Bribery, wire fraud, and soliciting illegal campaign contributions from foreign nationals. The indictment alleges that Adams accepted luxury travel and gifts from a Turkish official in exchange for pressuring the NYC Fire Department to bypass safety inspections for a Turkish consular building. Adams, who has denied the charges and vowed to defend himself, is also accused of accepting illegal campaign contributions starting in 2018. So he's in a lot of dookie.
Oh, yeah.
So we will probably get more updates as that goes on, and we will let you know.
Yes.
So the MLB season just finished up. The playoffs start today, actually. It was a crazy day yesterday for playoff baseball. But the Oakland Athletics played their final game in Oakland after 57 years in the city. A record crowd of 47,000 fans filled the stadium to watch the A's defeat the Texas Rangers 3-2.
Wow.
During the game, fans erupted with chants several times of "sell the team," aimed at A's owner John Fisher, trying to prevent their move to Las Vegas. Outside, lifelong fan Andrew Johnstone played bagpipes, calling it both a battle and a funeral. Longtime pitcher for the Athletics, Barry Zito, sang the national anthem. And fans celebrated the team's legacy with creative green and gold outfits, reflecting on decades of memories shared at the Coliseum. And they, like, took out home plate, and they're already starting to get rid of it, so.
I have to know.
What's up?
The team is called the Athletics.
Yeah.
That is the single most uncreative sports team name I've ever heard.
It was made in, like, the late 1800s. And they just kind of stuck with it.
Now, I have to say this. You said 56 years?
57 years or at the Oakland Coliseum, yeah.
Okay.
Because they were in, Philadelphia. They were in one other place, and now they're moving to Sacramento for, like, 2-3 years, and then they're going to Las Vegas.
Got it. That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's funny to me that they haven't changed the name in that long.
Yeah, I know. They've been like 3 different places, but they've kept the name.
They've kept the name. Objectively the worst name for any sports team.
Nuh-uh.
No, at least the most boring sports team name.
That one I will give you. Lana Del Rey has allegedly married alligator tour guide Jeremy Dufresne.
Yeah. That one was funny to me.
Just 1 month after she went public with the relationship.
That one was funny to me. Just because the second I saw alligator tour guide, I immediately knew that every single person on Twitter that is a fan of Lana Del Rey is going to lose their mind.
I know.
And then I went on Twitter, and I was right.
What?
It was a mixture of fans being like, she could do so much better than him. And then a mixture of fans being like, I would be so much better for her.
And the 3 people being like, oh, thank God she's not dating a celebrity.
Yeah, that one, that's awesome to me. I think that's great that it's not like dating a celebrity. Like, celebrities dating celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine most of the time. I usually don't have a problem with it, like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. But then it just gets old after a while.
But then you got some.
Machine Gun Kelly and Kim Kardashian.
Megan Fox.
Kim Kardashian was with Pete Davidson at one point.
Yeah, for like.
Pete Davidson gets around.
Dude, he's dated like.
He was with Taylor Swift, I think, for like
no,
a month.
No.
No, who was he with? Ariana Grande.
He was engaged to Ariana Grande. He was with Emily Ratajkowski, the model. Yep. He was with. What's her name? Madeline Klein.
Yeah.
Like, he's been with everyone, and
dude,
it's funny
because
he's not an attractive man.
Absolutely, he is.
I don't think he is.
He fits the standard, I think.
No.
Anyways, his eyes are a little sunken, but like.
Rat birth control.
Rat birth control?
Yes.
That's a hard left turn. Elaborate.
The New York City Council is considering rat contraception to tackle its rodent problem.
Honestly, that might work.
So, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Have you seen how big New York rats get?
Dude, it's crazy.
They're like a foot. Like, they're huge.
Gargantuan. Have you seen that really funny video that's, like, really recent of that rat that had that slice of pizza?
No.
What's it called? Pizza rat?
No.
It's really recent. Totally wasn't from, like, 2016. Anyways. The world's longest-serving death row prisoner was declared innocent after 56 years. Just
who?
I'd just be like, no, I'm good. I'll just stay in here now.
Yeah, at that point, it's like you've literally taken away his entire life.
I've got no place in the real world anymore.
He hasn't seen the real world in half a century.
Like I straight up just would be like, no, I'm okay.
I'm good.
I'll just stay in here until my natural death. You don't even have to put me to death. I'll just stay in here.
I'll just chill.
Can I at least get, you know, upgrades?
Hey, just give me some Panda Express and I'll call it a day there.
Can I just stay in a souped up solitary confinement room? That way, you know, I don't get murdered before I naturally die.
Yeah.
I think if I got a souped up solitary confinement room and they brought me like good food, I'd be chilling.
They made Mr. Beast videos on that.
Exactly, yeah. Though, you know, sometimes
And then he got indicted for war crimes.
Well, yeah.
Human rights violations. Crazy for Mr. Beast.
Shirley Curry, not Curly. Oops, that's on me. The beloved Skyrim grandma has announced her retirement from creating gaming videos. Yep. After 9 years on YouTube, the 88-year-old cited burnout and loss of enjoyment as her reasons for stepping back, saying, I'm doing it for fun and it just isn't fun anymore. While she will stop doing gaming content, she plans to make occasional vlogs and explore personal projects, including writing and quilting.
Yeah.
So if you love Skyrim Grandma, that's where you can find her.
Todd Howard, get to it on Elder Scrolls 6. Get it out of here. She said multiple times she wants to play it before she dies. You are the only one that controls that.
It's just going to be...
Bring her to the studio.
It's just going to be Skyrim, but, like, bad.
No, that's Starfield.
Yeah, and they're just going to make it Starfield, but maybe a little better. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay, cool.
I know nothing. My brain is an empty void. It's just white noise in there.
Recent study from the University of Oxford revealed that men should socialize with friends or have guys' nights at least twice a week to boost their well-being.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Led by psychologist Robin Dunbar, research found that the regular social gatherings, such as guys' nights, can reduce depression, strengthen the immune system, and speed up recovery from sickness. Then why have I been sick for a month? I socialize with people every day.
Sometimes there is damage that cannot be undone by interaction with another human being.
That's true. That is true.
It's like you break your leg and you're just like, nah, I'll just go bowling with the guys. That should help. Yeah, let's go play laser tag. Maybe that'll fix my thumb.
My knee's all screwed up and I've had to sit out of three Footloose dance rehearsals. Nah, I'll just go hang out with the boys.
Yeah.
We'll
go chill. We'll do axe throwing or something. I don't know what people do.
Yeah. I don't know what people do.
I've been bowling once with a friend and that was it. But one friend. One.
One. Andrew Garfield is back from his acting break. He hasn't been in anything since No Way Home, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starring alongside Florence Pugh in We Live in Time, the closing film at the San Sebastian Film Festival.
Yep.
Garfield says that he's more joyful after acting after his time off. The film, a romantic drama, helped him heal after losing his mother to cancer in 2019. Garfield praised co-star Pugh and hinted at future projects. Including The Magic Faraway Tree and After the Hunt. He also expressed interest in working with Ryan Gosling, who he's admired since the screen test 20 years ago. Jeez Louise. I am all over the place today.
I love Blade Runner.
Good for you, man. We're reading the book that's based off of Blade Runner.
Based off of Blade Runner?
Or that Blade Runner is based off of.
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like the book.
Oh, that's a shame.
So a Dominican man in New York City is going viral for selling water on the street as a VIP service. Oh, and this is a sponsored article. Never mind. Never mind. Not going to read that. Okay, the first look at a bee in the live-action Minecraft movie was released, and why is everything fuzzy?
They wanted it to look realistic.
Like, I know bees are fuzzy, but, like, dude.
So, they released a little behind-the-scenes footage for Minecraft Live, their live show that they did on Saturday, and I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. It actually looks pretty good now. There was one scene in the trailer that got a little people up in flames when Jason Momoa's character hit a crafting table with a hammer and made two buckets connected by a chain.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, well, then you watch the little scene clip that they leaked during Minecraft Live, and it makes sense because Steve shows him how to make an iron sword. Jason Momoa's character, not understanding crafting recipes, throws a bunch of random materials onto the crafting table in no particular order and says, watch this, I'll make a sword right now. And he hits it, and it makes buckets.
Well, yeah, like, I know that, but I still thought it was kind of weird. If anything, I thought it was weird that it was two buckets connected by a chain and not just one bucket.
I thought it was a funny bit.
Well, yeah, but, I don't know.
It was pretty funny.
I don't know. DC Studios is reportedly planning a Deathstroke and Bane movie.
Oh, fun.
So, Matthew Orton has been tapped to write the script, with DC co-heads James Gunn and Peter Safran producing. While plot details remain unclear, both Bane and Deathstroke are confirmed to appear, though it's uncertain on if they will be the main characters. Bane, okay, that's just the history of both of them, so I'm not going to talk about that. The next FIFA World Cup in 2026 is going to be introducing a halftime show like the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
And
where is the next?
Hold on. Where's the 2026 FIFA World Cup final? It's here in the U.S.
How about that?
It's at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
I love Gotham City. Do you know Gotham City's in New Jersey?
I did not.
No, you do.
But SummerSlam is also coming to New Jersey in 2025.
Ooh.
Excited about that. I mean, it's just a location, so I don't really care. But, you know, they've gone to MetLife Stadium so much. NASA sends a hacker a appreciation letter after he breached their system because they patched their loopholes.
Hmm.
So Hacker 7H3H4CKV17 once again exposed significant vulnerabilities in NASA's security system, reporting them to the agency. Oh, so he wasn't doing them for ill intent. He was hacking to show them what they were doing wrong.
Yeah, white hat hacker.
What a legend. In response, NASA swiftly patched the flaws and sent an appreciation letter.
Hmm.
What a good guy.
Good partnership.
PlayStation says that they're going to use AI and machine learning to speed up some parts of game development.
Kind of like
with how they did for subtitles for other languages of Spider-Man 2.
No.
We are bolstering technologies that can help creators engage in maximizing the value of their IP in efficient, high-quality ways, including sensing and capturing, as well as real-time 3D processing, AI, and machine learning. Building on these initiatives, we are moving towards solutions for delivering our IP rapidly and at a low cost to a broader range of fans. What's so bad about that?
I don't like it. Why? AI feels scummy to me. I mean, it really depends on who's using it and how it's being used.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're...
Yeah.
It's not like they're just being like, hey, AI, make a game. All right, that'll be $70 for this game we're going to advertise a whole bunch. It's just like, you know, they're going to be using more machine learning, which they've been using machine learning for... Or a lot of companies have used machine learning for different things. It's never really been a problem. It's more just the AI creation aspect of stuff.
It feels like AI is now kind of like one of those buzzwords that every company uses to like get you excited about a product. But in reality, it does the exact opposite, and it gets the wrong people excited about the product.
Yeah. Marvel and DC have lost their joint trademark for the term superhero.
Which I didn't know that they had that trademark until today.
I didn't know that either. I'm not going to lie.
That's strange.
Oh, and that's why the boys use the word soups instead of superheroes. But yeah, the case argued that superhero was a generic term that doesn't deserve trademark protection, and now anyone can use it.
Look at that.
Would you look at that? In a recent poll, mango was decided as the greatest fruit of all time.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Mangoes are supreme.
Indeed. Residents east of Atlanta, Georgia, were evacuated due to a chemical plant fire at the BioLab facility in Conyers, Georgia. The fire which began around 5 a.m. after a sprinkler malfunction mixed water with a water-reactive chemical, sent a plume of dark smoke into the air. The exact chemicals are still unknown. They shut down Interstate 20 in both directions, and the federal EPA and Georgia EPA... And the Georgia EPB, Environmental Protection Division, are monitoring the air quality. So, hopefully that doesn't screw anything up.
Unfortunately, much like all chemical spills, it will.
Yeah, fair enough. The Shawshank Redemption director, Frank Darabont, came out of retirement to direct some episodes for Stranger Things Season 5.
Wow.
The Earth's temporary second moon, known as a mini-moon, has officially showed up. So, it'll be with us until November 25th.
How about that?
Francis Bean Cobain and Riley Hawk welcome their baby boy, Ronan Walker Cobain Hawk.
Good God.
That's Kurt Cobain's daughter, Francis Bean Cocaine, and... Francis Bean Cobain.
Yeah.
And
that's what you said the first time.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You're in the clear.
Okay. Tony Hawk's son, Riley Hawk. Cute baby. Dude, imagine being like, my grandpas are just the two coolest people ever. I mean, one of them's dead, but they're just the two coolest people ever. Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo sadly has passed away at the age of 58 from brain cancer. Very unfortunate. And then also MLB legend Pete Rose, who has the most hits in MLB history, has also passed away at the age of 83. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Get him in there.
A Ring of Fire solar eclipse will occur this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, so tomorrow, only in parts of Chile and Argentina. Unfortunately. But we'll still get cool pictures.
Booking a flight. No, I'm kidding. I have too much stuff to do tomorrow.
What?
I'm booking a flight.
Oh, no, sorry. Todd Graves, the founder of Raising Cane's, gifted Snoop Dogg the nunchucks used by Bruce Lee in the classic movie Enter the Dragon.
Cool.
That's so interesting.
I like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is a fun guy.
Yeah, it was a whole Raising Cane's conference where Snoop Dogg joined Graves on stage to talk about leadership and entrepreneur spirit. Snoop wrapped up the night with a live performance, which sent Todd Graves crowd surfing. Legendary.
That's awesome.
A widespread outage has hit Sony's PlayStation Network, affecting multiple consoles, including the PS4, PS5, PS Vita, and even the PS3. Gamers have been unable to launch or play online games, with Sony confirming on their PSN service status page that users might experience difficulties with games, apps, and network features. No cause for the disruption or resolution timeline has been provided, leaving many players waiting for updates as offline games remain functional. Sony is working to fix the issue, but the network remains down at the moment. Good thing I was playing Ghost of Tsushima last night and not something else. Otherwise, I would have been very upset.
It's a good thing I don't have a PlayStation.
Loser.
It's a choice, and I am okay with that choice.
A study revealed that younger siblings are 50% more likely to end up in jail.
Gotta warn my brother.
Yeah, I know. If only my brother, or if only, you know, we didn't have this phone law, then I could call my brother and be like, yo, did you know you're going to end up in jail?
He's going to rob a Walgreens.
Yes, absolutely.
What's next?
And then finishing off for today, there's some really cool pictures of Saturn by the moon.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot of no newsworthy stuff this week.
No, not really. Very, very slow day. Slow week.
Yeah, we got middle schoolers coming in here.
Oh, yeah. About half hour.
Half hour.
I am giving... No, we are giving a tour of the station, I think.
No, it's you. It's me.
Yeah, because I'm going down with Brody.
Yeah, Brody's supervising the tour. I'm leading, or I'm talking about the stuff in here, and Kieran is going to be down... in Harvest, I think. Down in the Harvest room here, which is the restaurant for the culinary, the culinary class, to, you know.
Talk about the radio.
Yeah. Like, you set up a little booth, or you set up a little table, and people walk by, and you're like, yo, you want to hear more about this? And they're like, no, I'm okay. And then you're like, okay, I don't like you that much, son. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up. Goodbye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.